Jasmine on the phone. Morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Johnny.
Hey. Whoa. Oh, yeah. Jerry, you couldn't just right at the opening here as a warm-up just say, I love rhubarb for me, could you?
Okay, I love rhubarb.
Hey, that's good.
Rhubarb yogurt.
Oh, suddenly there's a new splinter group, the rhubarb yogurt fans.
Jerry,
where are you?
I'm at my home in North London.
Aren't you a Chelsea girl anymore? I thought you were down in Chelsea.
You know, I do love Chelsea because I used to live in West London, but I now live in North London. So. Why
did you make the move? What was wrong with Chelsea? What was wrong with South London?
I still love Chelsea and that side of London, but it's closer to my mother, and I have a daughter now, so I wanted to be near her.
All right, okay, for the old grandparent thing, okay.
Yeah.
All right, okay, you haven't rejected South West London?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay, okay.
The whole of London is in my heart. I'm a Londoner.
Of course you are, Jerry.
I am. Yes.
rename yourself Capital Spice.
Exactly.
Okay, here we go. What's it like to be back together with the girls again?
Oh, my God, it's brilliant.
Is it?
Oh, my God, we have such a laugh. It's probably a bit like being in your studio with the banter that you have with each other.
Yeah,
it's like that. We all just lift each other's spirits. I love being in a band.
Okay.
And it's less pressure.
Of course it is.
It's less pressure.
Of course it
is. So much fun.
It's a shared load.
Yeah, exactly. I love it.
Okay, so, because for a while you must have thought, oh, it's going to be dodgy. But that must be quite a relief that it is okay. Because you've all gone your separate ways. Obviously, you've all got your separate things going on. You've all come back together. So, presumably, the fact you've come back together is kind of already an acknowledgement that, do you know what, girls? We need each other.
It's kind of, it's a bit like going with your family or an ex-boyfriend that you were, you know, madly in love with, and you reconnect, and it's like better than ever.
Yeah.
You know, it's just as comfortable, and, you know, actually, I think we're a stronger band, and more than ever, it's fantastic.
Yeah, so it's been, that must be a pleasant surprise, I would think.
I always had that feeling, but I think it had to be the right time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You all have to get, it's like when you leave home, you have to go and do your thing.
Yeah.
And then when you're at a certain place, you're kind of ready.
Yeah.
And, so I think we're all ready.
Okay. I mean, do you sort of bring all your nippers along and stuff as well? So you must have like a spice...
brilliant.
A spice creche.
Aww. Yeah, we've been shooting the video and, Bluebell, my daughter, came down and then Emma brought hers down, her little bow. It really is wonderful.
Can I just say good morning
to the Waltons?
Jerry, can I just say good morning? It's like the Waltons. Not really, Jerry, is it?
It is.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
But with nannies.
Yeah. It's like the Waltons with nannies and in London and with a multi-million pound video shoot knocking around and with lots of makeup and glamour.
The feeling of the Waltons. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. The family values. That's what I think Spice Girls have, is family values.
You're like the Waltons, are you? Okay.
Yeah.
Can I just say good morning to Bluebell?
Yes.
In fact, okay. Morning, Bluebell!
Morning, Bluebell!
There we go. She'll like
listening.
Okay. So you got the Spice Crush going there. Can I ask you, who really was the last person to be convinced? Because the thing is, you've got five of you there. You've all got your own lives. You've all been getting on with your own things. You've had the most solo success, certainly. And you've been doing all these things. Who took the most convincing?
Melanie C.
Did she?
Yeah.
I love the way you name names.
I hope she knows that she'd admit it herself.
Okay, and why do you think that was? I don't know if you can speak for her. I know Mel a bit, so doesn't mind frankness.
I think she's still, you know, she's still very in the midst of doing her solo career.
Right,
and, you know, she's in the middle of promoting her solo album, and she's, you know, she's invested all that time in it.
Yeah.
So it was kind of, the rest of us were kind of out of places where we were just completely resolved in our areas and were really, like, happy to do it.
Yeah.
It's more of a practical issue.
But look, it's not going to do her album any harm, is it, to have a worldwide sellout tour with a band?
I hope not. I hope it'll be good.
Of course it is.
Yes, exactly.
It's going to be fantastic. Well, what was the single she had with Bryan Adams again? What was that tune? What was it?
When You're Gone.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
do you know what?
I like that one.
I really like that one. And do you know what's weird about that one? Is that I remember one morning... You know, sometimes... Not that you drink, Jerry, but when I used to drink a bit...
You used to sing that on the bar.
No, you know, sometimes when you get hungover the next morning, you get one thought just going round and round your head. It's like part of your brain shut down.
Yeah.
And you're operating on, like, a loop.
Yeah.
Just moving around the house, really hungover, thinking, I'm gonna chuck in a second. And I remember one morning particularly.
When You're Gone!
No, it wasn't. It was, even food don't taste that good. Even food don't taste that good. Even food, it just came, oh, no, I was like, stop! Get out of my mind!
Yeah, do you go out on Big Bender's lot?
No, I do sometimes, yeah. Much less now.
How do you do a radio show if you're hungover?
I just
make it better.
No, I just go all the way through the night.
Really?
I just go all the way through
hardcore.
The night. I'm hardcore.
You're hardcore Spice.
Hardcore Spice. Hardcore, you know the score.
Sure,
I was always considered the sixth Spice Girl.
Really?
I don't know. 8:12. Do you know what?
Are you going to come to our concert?
Of course I am. If you invite me, yes.
Okay, then.
Because Posh is quite...
Maybe we can give you a bit of a wiggle at the back.
Yeah, could you? Do you know, Posh is quite cross with me at the moment. Do you know that?
Yes, I heard.
Yeah, she's really posh. Could you tell her?
I don't blame her, though.
No, I wasn't saying it'd be funny if she was run over. What I was saying is, wouldn't it be... Obviously, I'm not saying that. She's a mate. What I was saying is, wouldn't it be extraordinary if the witnesses... Because there had been a car crash out in Paris, hadn't there? And the jury for the Diana thing were all standing out there, and they saw Posh coming out the Ritz. And I thought, what an extraordinary thing if you're there for a Princess Diana thing and you suddenly...
I think you're still digging
a
hole.
No, I'm just saying...
You're digging a hole,
Johnny. No, but I was just saying...
You're so digging a hole.
I was just
saying... I think you saved... Sorry, Victoria. She was really upset you
I know
said something
she,
wicked
I know.
Like that.
No, I was just saying, wouldn't it be amazing if they'd seen her nudge another car or something and I just...
No, horrible.
Sorry.
You're sick.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry,
very
Posh.
Bad.
But anyway, all I'm saying is sorry, Posh. You're absolutely right, Jerry. You're absolutely right.
Okay,
sometimes
good,
just...
Good man.
You didn't mean
it takes courage
bad.
To say sorry as well.
It does. I was wrong.
Our song is about reconciliation, healing... So it's quite appropriate. This is what it's about, owning your shit, Johnny.
Yeah, exactly right.
Ooh, hey!
Well, now that's an apology right there, Jerry, for that obscenity. Did you say owning your ship?
No, I didn't. You just did it.
Okay. And that is woman. Okay. The power of woman. Anyway, sorry, Posh, if you got the wrong end of the stick, and I sort of dug myself into a hole anyway.
That's okay.
There we go. 8:14, coming to breakfast. Thank you very much, Jerry.
Before I go...
Yes.
You can download our single now on the 5th of November. And if you want to see the new video, it's on the 2nd of November after EastEnders. It's like an exclusive worldwide. And the video is going to be amazing.
Is it? What's in the video?
Oh, my God. It's complete.
What?
It's so... I can't say it on thing, but it's going to be amazing.
Is it sexy?
I think it is a little bit.
Easy, Jerry. You've got something in your voice this morning. It's quite wicked. Okay, here's the single. Look at that good giggle as well. Here we go. You ready? Are you ready?
This
is Headlines, brackets, Friendship Never Ends.
Out on the 19th of November.
Yeah, and say sorry to Posh, yeah?
I will.
Thanks
good
very
boy.
Much. And give
all
a
right,
big
bye.
Hug, yeah? Love it.
Bye.